Russell Total Wealth and Wellness offers securities through Arcadios Capital LLC and investment advisory services through Arcadios Wealth. Neither Russell Capital Management nor Russell Total Wealth and Wellness are affiliated through any ownership with Arcadios.
Welcome to Total Wealth Radio. I'm Andy Dollar, joined by Curv Miller, and we're from Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. And whether you rely on Social Security for retirement income, or it's the icing on the cake and provide a nice little bump of income each month, many people are surprised of just how much Social Security benefits actually cost you in extra taxes. Find out exactly how today as Curv and I share five ways Social Security can impact your tax bill. You don't want to miss it, and you're only going to find it here on Russell Total Wealth Radio.
And at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, our focus is tax-efficient retirement planning. If you ever played a pinball machine, you know that when you pull back the plunger, it releases the metal ball and it goes flying and hitting all the targets. There are buzzers and dings and lights flashing. It's basically pure chaos. The same thing happens with your tax return. When you collect extra income, it can have a pinball effect and start triggering other taxes that you wouldn't normally pay. It's this push-pull effect that happens whenever your income situation changes, and many people aren't even aware of it. Many financial advisors aren't even aware of the tax impact their advice has on you. At Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, we carefully evaluate your tax return in conjunction with our advice so that you can have the best possible chance to avoid surprises, especially those tax surprises. Those are the worst kind of surprises. Now could be the right time, given where the current tax rates are, you know, and it could be the right time like other radio show fans have done. If you have questions or want specific advice tailored to you, reach out to us by visiting talktorussell.com. That's TalkToRussell.com. There we have a number of guides that are available for download right at your fingertips. We have upcoming Total Wealth Live event dates. These are our dates where Andy and I kind of break out from behind the microphone and get knee-to-knee with our radio show listeners in an environment where we can share ideas of what's working today, what's not working today. So you don't want to miss out for all these various resources that we have available at your fingertips by visiting talktorussell.com.
And today we're talking about five ways Social Security can impact your tax bill. But before we dive into that, let's first kick things off by talking about this week's health tip, because you need your health to enjoy your wealth. And lots of people don't realize the true importance of drinking enough water every day and how it can impact both your health and your weight loss. So if you have weight loss goals, now we're headed into the last half of the year, the last quarter of the year really, and we're headed into holiday season. So many of us try to maintain or even lose a little weight over the holidays, and that's not easy. So this week's health tip is around drinking the right amount of water and how you can actually speed up your metabolic rate to help curb overeating, which is very easy to do during the holiday season, because your body gets confused on whether it's hungry or thirsty. So how much water do you need? Well, there's a really easy calculation that you can do, because the right amount of water is different for each and every one of us. There's a lot of rules of thumb out there, but if we're going to do this, we got to make sure we're doing it specific to our bodies. So the first step is to take your weight, and then you multiply that by the number 2/3, the fraction. So if you, for example, weighed 175 pounds, multiply that by 2/3, you should lean to be drinking about 117 ounces of water per day. Now, depending on your activity level, you might want to increase that. So you should add 12 ounces of water to your daily total for every 30 minutes that you work out. So if you worked out for 45 minutes a day, you'd add an additional 18 ounces of water to your daily intake. And experts say not only drinking water throughout the day is helpful for weight loss, but making sure that you're drinking at least 8 of those ounces before each meal can really help with weight loss as well.
I think that's a great tip. You know, I like water. I've never struggled with drinking water. I know a lot of people absolutely despise it. You know, it's just, and so sometimes you got to be creative on how you get the water in. You know, if it's adding lemon to it, that I know that's a tip for some people to help them drink more water. There's various things you can add to water. Now, of course, you don't want to add a bunch of sugar, because then you're kind of undoing all the positive benefits of drinking water. But hydration really, really is important, and it does certainly matter. If you're just joining us, Andy and I are sharing today five ways Social Security can impact your tax bill. So as we start talking about this, when it comes to Social Security, there's often confusion and misinformation about how taxes come into play. One common misperception is that Social Security benefits are entirely tax-free. I know my father thought this originally, and it's been a rule for many years that some portion, in some cases, up to 85% of your Social Security benefits can become taxable depending on your income. So how much of your Social Security benefits are taxed varies. So it's crucial to understand how taxes on your benefits work and how they can affect your financial situation. So to get you started, that's what Andy and I are talking about, is the five ways Social Security can impact your tax bill. So here's the first tip, is that some Social Security is subjected to tax. So first, not all of your benefits are subjected to tax. The portion of your benefits that may be taxable depends upon your income. So the IRS uses what's called a tiered system based upon what's called combined income. And combined income is your adjusted gross income plus any non-taxable interest and half of your Social Security benefits from the year. Okay, so the net amount of Social Security benefits you receive is reported in box 5 of your Social Security benefit statement. That's basically a form, it's your Social Security 1099 form. Now, according to the IRS, your benefits may be taxable if the total of your combined income is greater than the base amount for your filing status. So all that basically means is that if you are a single filer, you have different levels than a joint filer. So if you make under $25,000 as a single filer or under $32,000 as a joint filer, you pay zero tax on your Social Security benefits. Now, if you make between $25,000 and $34,000 as a single filer and $32,000 and $44,000 as a joint filer, then 50% of your Social Security benefits can be taxed. And if you're single making more than $34,000 or joint filing making over $44,000 a year, then up to 85% of the benefits will and can be taxed. So you need to understand that if you file a married and file a joint return, you and your spouse must combine the incomes and Social Security benefits when figuring out the taxable portion of the benefits. And this is true even if your spouse didn't receive the benefits. So it's a common misperception that tax rules for Social Security apply only to retirement benefits, but benefits from Social Security trust funds and survivor and disability benefits are also subjected to tax rules. So make sure if you're receiving Social Security, you know, number one, which way do you file your taxes? And number two, what income do you currently have? And that'll help determine what tax you pay on Social Security.
Well, that was a mouthful, Curve. Retirement is full of complicated choices. Like, how is my Social Security going to be taxed? And what's the best way to pull it to minimize those taxes? How to invest your money so it's protected, but it still grows? How to choose the best pension option? How to keep your taxes low? And how to leave everything that you work so hard for to your loved ones with the least amount of taxes and hassle? And probably the most important, how to make your money last. Do you know if your current plan solves all these problems? Well, if not, then you could be exposed. Find the holes in your plan by using our OnTrack retirement review process. This is where our team of fiduciary retirement planners will sit down with you and run a retirement what-if analysis to find cracks and weaknesses. And what this means to you is that you no longer have to wonder. You can quiet those nagging questions and worries and finally get some peace. So how do you do that? Well, the easiest way to connect with us is just by visiting us at talktorussell.com. That's TalkTorussell.com. There you get real-time access to our calendars, and you can find a time that works great for you for your OnTrack retirement review.
Great advice, Andy. And if you're just now joining us on today's show, Andy and I are discussing five ways that Social Security can impact your tax bill. Some people are shocked and then worried when they find out their Social Security benefits are taxable to them. You may be having that feeling right now. So I think as we continue discussing this, you have to understand that you can have tax withheld if you want from your Social Security. So if you're worried about owing taxes on your Social Security benefits, you can choose to have federal taxes withheld from your monthly Social Security payments. That means you'll get less, but you won't have the fear of owing later. And so by having taxes withheld, you prepay a portion of your tax bill for that year. The withholding options can be 7, 10, 12, or 22% of your benefits. And you can select this option when you apply for Social Security or by completing and submitting an IRS form W-4, V as in Victor. If you prefer, you can also make your quarterly estimated tax payments to cover any anticipated tax liability. Either way, you want to make sure that this isn't out of sight and out of mind. You know, we want to make sure you're considering withholding because, you know, I like surprises. I just don't like surprises when it involves owing Uncle Sam. So that's the kind of stuff we need to proactively look at is make sure you're budgeting in the tax bill when you start collecting those Social Security benefits.
That's exactly right. And one way to make sure you're doing the right thing with your retirement is to know if your 401ks and your IRAs are on the right track to provide you with lifelong income while keeping your taxes low. Listen, you cannot get a second opinion from the guy or the gal that gave you the first opinion, but you can get an honest, objective opinion during your on-track retirement review with our team to make sure that you're doing the right things with your money. Connect with us at talktorussell.com. There, not only do we provide real-time access to our calendars to schedule your on-track retirement review at a time that works great for you, but we also have upcoming Total Wealth Live events there where Curve and I get out from behind the microphone and share what is working well for others with you, with a small group. These events fill up real quickly. We keep typically a wait list each and every month, which is why we do them every month. So make sure you reserve your seat in time to join us this month for Total Wealth Live. Again, talktorussell.com is the easiest and quickest way for you not only to reserve your seat, but also schedule your on-track retirement review.
Absolutely. We love doing the events too. I mean, it's what a wonderful opportunity for us. We've met so many wonderful people in our communities by doing these events. They generally have a wait list, I will tell you that. So just make sure, you know, if you're thinking about it, it's top of mind right now. Go to talktorussell.com to reserve your spot and make sure that you get some seats saved for some upcoming dates. So we certainly hope to see you there. You know, as we talk about, Andy and I are discussing today on Total Wealth Radio, the five ways Social Security can impact your tax bill. You know, we talked about it before, whether you metaphorically think of it like a pinball machine where you kind of launch the ball and then all the chaos starts. You know, same kind of thing if you play dominoes. You set up these dominoes, you kick the first one over, there's going to be an effect, and it's going to have far-reaching impacts more so than maybe you even realized. So on today's show, we're sharing the five ways Social Security income can impact your tax bill. Coming up here on Total Wealth Radio will be time for our They Say segment where we'll debate if there's an age that you reach where Social Security is no longer taxable. And later in the show, we'll be discussing how Social Security cost of living can hit you come tax time. So remember, it pays you to keep it tuned right here. We'll be right back. You've been listening to us on AM 1290 and 95.7, Dayton's News and Talk, WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7, WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7, WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
All right, welcome back to Total Wealth Radio. The financial and investing world can be so puzzling with so many different acronyms and terms that just make it too much to understand, so much so that some people tend to feel stuck, not knowing where to turn or who to trust. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. Andy and I are here each and every Saturday morning to demystify retirement planning and help you gain the confidence you need to feel comfortable about where you're heading next. Case in point, on today's show, we're sharing five ways Social Security income can impact your tax bill. And now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes bad advice that they say. So you get one today, Andy. They say that when you reach a certain age, your Social Security benefits are no longer taxable. Is this truth or fiction? What do you say?
Wouldn't that be great? I mean, that would be awesome if at some point we aged out of having to pay taxes on our Social Security. But in the reality, that's not how it works. Many people are frustrated to find out that they paid taxes during their career into Social Security, only to go file for it in retirement, collect it, and then have to pay tax on that money. And I think this is the stuff that urban myths are made out of, really. Because, Curve, you mentioned that tiered system on how it is calculated, how much of our Social Security we pay tax on. But I've also heard that called a provisional income calculation. And there are a lot of misconceptions about Social Security benefits becoming tax exempt when people reach a certain age. But the fact is, it's mostly your income and your filing status, it has nothing to do with your age, that determines whether you pay income tax on your benefits and then how much income tax you're going to pay. So there is no certain golden age that we make it to and then the tax on our Social Security benefits falls off. It's actually just like we file our taxes each and every year. We do a 1040 form that adds in all of our income. Our Social Security, if we're receiving it, it goes on our 1040 tax form each and every year. What decides how much tax we're going to pay on that Social Security is largely due to what is filling up the other boxes on that same tax form. So if we have required minimum distributions, or if we have pension income, or if you have minimum distributions or IRA or annuity distributions, all of those additional sources of income and retirement are going to drive what not only what provisional income calculation or how much of our Social Security is taxed, but then also what marginal income tax bracket you're going to fall into for that year. So long story short, Curve, there is no attained age that we make it to for Social Security that cuts off the tax portion of it.
Good. That's great advice. I know there's so many different myths and they says out there. So thanks for clearing that up, Andy. Set up a 15-minute strategy session call with our team. If you have questions as it relates to your retirement and retirement planning, you don't want to go it alone. So visit talktorussell.com. There we have a number of resources that you can get your hands on. By going to your smartphone, your computer, your laptop, whatever it may be, we have a website dedicated with resources to help get answers to you. So reach out to us at talktorussell.com.
And coming up here on Russell Total Wealth Radio, we're going to be sharing how the Social Security Cost of Living Adjustment, the COLA, can hit you come tax time. We're also going to be sharing the states that are tax friendly and those that are not when it comes to your Social Security income. So find out more by keeping tuned right here with us on Total Wealth Radio. We're going to be right back. You've been listening to us today on AM 1290 and 95.7, Dayton's News and Talk, WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
All right, welcome back. I'm Curve Miller from Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, and I'm joined by Andy Dollar, and you've tuned in to probably the most important show when it comes to your retirement and financial security. That, my friends, is Total Wealth Radio. The financial and investing world can be so confusing with so many different acronyms, terms, and choices to make. It's just too much to absorb, so much so that some people tend to feel stuck, not knowing where to turn or how to make sense of it all. And if there's one thing that we know, it's that people just want to be heard, and they want a plan that they're comfortable with and confident in. And that's what we do for our clients at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. We help good people make great decisions so they can have an amazing retirement. And guess what? We make it easy for you to understand so that you know you're making the right choice for you. You can go and visit us at talktorussell.com. That's talktorussell.com. There we have a number of guides that you can download. They're searchable by title and topic. So if there are certain things that are heavy on your heart, you know, there's a number of resources that you can get your hands on there by visiting the website. Also, we have upcoming Total Wealth Live event dates. This is where Andy and I break out from behind the microphone on Saturday morning and get to kind of break some bread and get knee to knee with you live and in person. We have upcoming live event dates on that website, so you don't want to miss out. We do run wait lists month to month. So if you're thinking about how you've always wanted to attend a Total Wealth live event, don't hesitate. Get yourself on the list, and you can do that by going to talktorussell.com.
And at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, our focus is tax-efficient retirement planning. Whether you rely on Social Security or retirement income, or it's the icing on the cake and provides you with a nice little bump each and every month. Many people are surprised just how much Social Security benefits actually cost you extra in taxes in retirement. So find out exactly how by keeping it here as Curve and I share five-wave Social Security can impact your tax bill. You're only going to find it on our show here, Russell Total Wealth Radio. So let's dig into the next way that Social Security can impact your taxes. Well, you've heard the term COLA, I'm sure. It stands for cost of living adjustment. And your cost of living adjustment with Social Security can be a great thing because you're getting a raise in retirement. But there are two sides to every story. You all know this. And the more benefits that you receive may actually mean more taxes that you pay in retirement. So Social Security cost of living increases actually do impact your taxes. I mentioned in our They Say segment, there is no aging out on paying taxes on your Social Security, and the taxes on our Social Security benefits can be impacted by that increase we receive from cost of living adjustments. COLA increases can cause some recipients to move into a higher federal tax bracket, particularly when inflation is high like it is right now. So the Social Security cost of living adjustment for 2024 was just announced, and it's 3.2%. Now, this is a big drop from the cost of living adjustment back in 2023. So what we had this year, that was 8.7%, which, by the way, was the highest cost of living adjustment that has been granted in over 40 years. So we've had two back-to-back cost of living adjustments for Social Security. And the bottom line is, when we add all of our income up, what bracket are we going to be in? So let's say you're in the 12% tax bracket. And that cost of living adjustment is just enough to push you over into the 22% tax bracket. The amount that you're over into the next tax bracket, into that 22% tax bracket, you pay 10% more in taxes on than what you would have if you stayed in the 12% tax bracket. Now that just seems silly, doesn't it? You get a 3.2% increase on your Social Security, and you get a bump of 10% on how much that is taxed just because it's enough to push you into the next bracket. Seems kind of silly, I think. But, guys, that's the way this works. And so you hear us each and every week talk about, you know, if the person that you're receiving your financial advice from is not looking and reviewing closely your tax return each and every year, there's a real high likelihood that you're not getting the most tax-efficient tax investment advice, that there's a real high likelihood that you're leaving money on the table. And so this is just another example of that, of making sure you understand what my current Social Security benefit situation is and how that's going to affect my taxes.
Absolutely. And I can't tell you how many people I've met over the years that are shocked to learn that any bit of their Social Security is even taxable. That's what really inspired this radio perk today.
Me too. And it is. I mean, the truth of the matter is, yes, we did pay tax on this as we're paying into Social Security. We paid into this program. And now all of a sudden, you know, we hit the age of 62, maybe we retired early, or 67, full retirement age, or maybe we waited until we were 70 to grow that benefit as much as we could and max out on that amount of benefits. We turn it on and then boom. That's now right. All we've done is increase our tax situation for the year.
That's right. And if you have that nagging question that just about everyone feels as they get close to retiring, maybe you thought that Social Security was also tax-free. You know, it's just this constant wonder in the back of your mind leading up to this very important time to have proper planning, and that is retirement. You know, that you don't have to worry about some of this stuff. You know, a lot of these concerns can be answered. And so we can literally test this and make sure that you have your questions definitively answered and help you make adjustments now so you have greater confidence and comfort actually when you're in retirement. So set up a 15-minute strategy session call with a member of our fiduciary-based wealth management team and get your questions answered to find out what's working well for others. You can reach us by going to talktorussell.com. That's talktorussell.com.
And the show that we're doing today is five ways Social Security can impact your tax bill. That's what we're focused on today. Now, if you're thinking about moving or becoming a full-time resident in a different state, one thing on your checklist should be to figure out how your Social Security is going to be taxed in that state. So you might be thinking, well, all states view this the same. And my friend, you would not be correct. You'd actually be dead wrong because Social Security benefits are not taxed in a lot of states. Matter of fact, in most states, but 11 states do tax Social Security benefits. Those include Colorado, Connecticut, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, and Nebraska, New Mexico, Rhode Island, Utah, and Vermont. So up to this point, we've been talking about federal tax on Social Security benefits. And here in Ohio, there is no state tax on Social Security benefits. However, in those 11 states I just mentioned, there is a state tax on those Social Security benefits. Now, here's something to note. New Mexico technically taxes Social Security benefits, but many retirees don't pay a dime to the state at tax time. And that's because their legislation passed this last year that provides higher income thresholds for exempting that Social Security benefit. Some state criteria for determining income tax, though, are more generous than the federal government's. That can mean higher income thresholds, as in the case of New Mexico, like I just mentioned, or higher deductions and exemptions that can lower the tax burden for taxpayers. So I say all that to say this. This is a really important time if you are considering moving residences, changing your state of residence. One of the things you have to consider is what kind of income tax impact that's going to have. Now, certainly doesn't mean that that's enough to make you not move. I mean, we work with lots of clients that decide, you know, I spent my whole career here in the Miami Valley and my kids don't live here anymore, or maybe I want to move to a warmer climate. And certainly the reason that you might change your state of residency in retirement can vary from person to person, and you have to make the right decision for you. But when you're figuring out what kind of financial impact that's going to have, understanding what the tax treatment of your Social Security benefit is going to be in that new state of residency is really important. Not all states treat income the same way. There are some states, you know, we're talking about Social Security, but there are some states that have sales tax, a higher sales tax in exchange for no income tax. There are some states that view that oppositely. There are some states that charge both. So knowing what the state income tax level and the treatment there for your lifestyle is should be a really important part of what that move is going to look like for you.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful advice. It's just basically laying it all out, you know, sketching it all out, mm-hmm. and visualizing what impact it could have on you and your unique situation. You know, something unique about the folks here in the Miami Valley. You know, this is a town that raised both you and I, Andy. You know, so we're mm-hmm. we're from this area, and we know the little uniqueness of Dayton is that most people, not all, but most have some kind of federal pension that they're going to be relying on in retirement. Well, you're already targeted. You're already marked because you've got this baseline income. And if your income, again, if you go back to the levels we were talking about earlier, the minute you make over $44,000 as a married filing joint couple, you're already 85% of your taxable benefit of Social Security is taxable. So 85% of that dollar is going to be taxable towards Social Security just because you happen to have a defined benefit plan and a pension. And so folks who don't have pensions, you know, may have a better chance of avoiding taxation on Social Security. But if you're receiving a pension and your income's over $44,000 a year, you're already at the highest tax, you know, the highest, you know, amount of your Social Security taxable. So we have to understand that, you know, whether or not state tax or federal tax or any of these various Social Security taxes are going to have any kind of impact on you, you've got to understand all the other various sources of income that make you unique. Okay, your age, whether or not you're taking required distributions, whether or not you have, you know, sources of income from a part-time wage or pension, all this stuff is going to ultimately influence how much tax you pay on Social Security. So you got to make sure you know what is unique to you, sketch it out, and have a plan. And don't go it alone. That's the most important part here, is not going it alone and making sure you have somebody to bounce ideas off of. You know, I always feel better when I talk things through first, so.
That's exactly right. Well, listen, it's time for a quick break. This is one of those topics, Curve, I think you and I could spend hours talking about because we are so passionate about keeping as much of our own money in our pocket as we possibly can. But it's time for a quick break. So keep it tuned right here, because when we come back, Curve and I are going to share how an increase in income can cause you to pay more tax. That's right, more on your Social Security. And this includes Roth conversions, required minimum distributions, and taking money out of your retirement accounts. As always, we're going to share what to expect next week here on Russell Total Wealth Radio. So keep it tuned right here. You've been listening to us on AM 1290 and 95.7, Dayton's News and Talk, WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And we are back. I'm Andy Dollar, joined by Curve Miller, and you're listening to Total Wealth Radio. If the stock market, what's going on in the world, or the fear of higher taxes has you worried, don't just sit there. Protect your retirement savings. Set up a 15-minute strategy session call with a member of our fiduciary retirement planning team to get your questions answered and find out what's working well for others. Visit us at talktorussell.com. That's TalkToRussell.com. There you get real-time access to our calendars, and you can find a time that works great for you.
And during today's episode, Andy and I have been sharing five ways Social Security income can impact your tax bill. And in the final tip that we want to leave you with here is that depending on the choices you make in retirement, it can ultimately influence how much taxes you pay. So you have to be aware before you do things like Roth IRA conversions. Okay. Let's say you decide to voluntarily pay taxes on some of your pre-tax retirement savings. Well, that's going to increase your taxes that year. It's going to push your income threshold higher, therefore more things are going to be taxable, maybe even at a higher level. So understanding that when you take a required minimum distribution, there's no getting around that. You have to do it or they're going to tax you with a big rate. It's down to 25% as far as a penalty. It can be as high as 50%. But you don't want to mess that up because it's such an expensive penalty for missing it. So every little decision you make, I always say there's a cost of money. If you want to buy a car and you want to take the money from your 401k, that can impact how much tax you pay on Social Security. Every decision you make from the various sources of income you're going to have can make it can have an impact. So just make sure you go eyes wide open on this. You know, don't go it alone. Make sure you work with a fiduciary, somebody who has a legal responsibility to help you and put your needs above their own. And that way, you can be sure you're getting the most objective financial advice as it relates to this.
Well, if you felt like today's show was a help to you, just imagine what we can accomplish when we give you advice that is tailored to you. If you boil it down, our mission at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness is to help you solve the problem of how to make your money last throughout retirement. Set up a 15-minute strategy session call with our team of fiduciary retirement planners to get your questions answered and find out what's working well for others. Visit us at talktorussell.com. That's TalkToRussell.com. Now that's a wrap for today's show, but coming up next time here on Russell Total Wealth Radio, how are you feeling about what's going on in the world right now? How are you feeling about the economy and the stock market? Do you feel like it's just a gamble right now? Well, Keep it tuned next week, because if you feel like the market is a gamble, there's five things you need to know. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. You've been listening to us on AM 1290 and 95.7 Dayton's News and Talk, WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.